All right, so we're going to get some ambient noise, but that's okay, whatever. This'll do.
We're at the beach.
This is our special, like, season 8 beach episode.
Season 8?
You know, when like, late in shows, they just send the whole cast to the Caribbean or something.
Yeah.
As a way of giving, instead of giving them a vacation.
Hey, guys, we all have to go on this Caribbean cruise for no reason. Yeah. What?
Friends went to Barbados where it rained all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the nanny went on vacation every year because that's the kind of show that was.
Yeah, there was probably a thing in the writer. You know, 3 episodes before the finale, we all need to be in Barbados.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long did that show go?
What one?
The nanny? Was it 11 years?
It was not 11 years. I think it was about 6 years.
They didn't do a full Xena?
Xena was long, man.
And that
Xena was long.
Xena's beach episode was confusing.
Well, Gabrielle was supposed to propose, but then she lost the ring.
In the ocean. Poseidon ate it.
Right.
This might have happened. I don't. This show got real off the rails by the end.
Yeah.
Like, they were going to, like they went to San Francisco for an episode.
And they went to Japan in
they
the
were
final
in every
episode.
Period of, every period
it,
of
it
history.
Became a
which
time
would have taken
show.
5 years to get to in Xena time.
Exactly.
And the worst part about it was the way that she said Japan.
How did she say it?
Japan.
Japan?
Japan.
That's not good.
No. That's how Lucy Lawless said it, like, throughout the episode. I was crawling
She's
up the wall.
She's from New Zealand. She should know how to say Japan.
She don't.
Hmm. What did you want to talk about?
Like, wellness. Like,
wellness?
Like, yeah.
Like, how many steps you're getting, or something else?
Like, your face.
Oh, your face.
Because remember I told you that I had, like, all these... I was doing all these weird things to make myself look, like, anti-aged or whatever, and you were like, I don't know what any of that is.
You were putting a bunch of goop on your face so you could stay 21.
Yeah. And not only... And, like, into my body as
and
well.
Into your body. Okay. Yeah.
Inside so, and out.
So you were both covering yourself and consuming various goops to stay young.
Yeah, many goops.
Many goops.
Yeah.
Goop plural. And
goop squared.
Goop squared. And ambient noise. And
that child is hideous.
And you're still getting older.
Yeah, well, that was the thing, because I was like, we kind of look the same age, like, you know.
We kind of look the same.
By this point.
Well, we are kind of the same
I know,
age.
But by this point, you should look way more shredded than me.
I don't look great.
You don't.
But I haven't done anything.
Right.
I haven't done a thing at all.
No.
So I look as old as I should by nature.
Yeah, because, like, you didn't do anything to, you know.
Anything at all. I haven't done a thing.
Exactly.
Until this week. I bought a goop this week. So it'll be really funny.
You bought
if
a daily protective moisturizer.
That's
like,
a goop.
Yeah, but it's, like, that's the most basic goop.
It was hard to find.
Girl, do I have to go to the drugstore with you?
I didn't... Yeah, drugstores creep me out. Like, it's so much goop, and I don't know what any of it does, and none of the instructions tell you what it will do.
You need one with hyaluronic acid.
What the fuck is that?
That's... Okay, side note, you don't need that.
No,
what?
You do, you
I'm
totally
more confused
that.
Than ever now.
Hyaluronic acid is in soy and tofu, and it's good for joints, nerves, and skin, and hair, and all that shit.
So if you want to become an Asian lady...
Yeah.
Okay.
And they live to 90 and look great until about 88.
That's true.
It is true.
That is pretty true.
And it's all the tofu.
It's all the tofu.
Hyaluronic acid.
But I could just eat tofu, you're saying.
No, I just like the word hyaluronic acid.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's really what he's doing there.
Okay. And you're disagreeing thing. With him. You think this is not good for us.
I'm not agreeing with it. Like, I don't... But it's just another goop. Like, I'm like, okay.
It's just more goop.
I'm happy with, like, my current goop situation. My current goop.
But you just said your current goop situation is not giving you the Fountain of Youth effect you were hoping it would.
No. I'm not expecting it to be like, you know...
Right, because he's refusing to listen to the truth of hyaluronic acid.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in a relationship fight right now with the two of you. Like, I'm looking in... Like, this this is the 48th time this has come up.
But we weren't fighting about it, though.
No.
I was just like, okay, that's a thing. And he was like, yes, it is.
I'm just having
that's
fun.
That's all, that's it.
That's the whole thing.
Like, there was no fight.
Okay. You two are okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I wasn't expecting it to, like, be an overnight success, you know.
But how long have you been gooping yourself?
Oh my god, it's been a while.
Not overnight. It has not been overnight. Because me, it's been overnight. I've put goop in my face 3 times. Period.
Since last night? That's
since
too much.
My whole life.
Oh, yeah.
No, since I got the, like, vial of stuff on Wednesday.
Cumulative tally.
Yeah.
So once a day.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
But what is it going to do to me?
Well, it's not going to erase anything. All it's going to do is, like, hopefully...
Because this is what I'm thinking. It's going to do nothing at all.
No, what it does...
Your skin...
It's going to, like, just protect your skin from, you know, environmental damage.
From wrinkling and
shit like
discoloring.
That.
Okay.
Liver spotting.
It'll make it feel nicer. Like, if you use moisturizer, your face kind of
just,
feels
it's,
nicer.
It's better for touching
for
purposes.
The touching, yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's like oil.
Visual,
and
too.
It's like how I used to have, like, whenever I would get a pimple when I was younger, it would be, like, the worst fucking thing in the world. And you'd be like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. But now, I'm like, I'm so thrilled that my body can still produce that much excess oil. That,
yeah.
Like, popping a pimple is, like, the best part of my day.
You're happy that you even get them
it's
now.
Like, oh, thank god.
But aren't you worried about...
Reese!
But aren't you worried about the upcoming prom?
I'm always worried about the upcoming prom.
As you should be.
That's hence all the goop.
Hence all the goop. Okay. Yeah.
But it's a lot. Like, there's collagen, there's biotin, there's this, like, oyster cartilage shit.
Oyster cartilage sounds insane to me. It sounds like Cher crazy.
Well.
Like, it sounds like Jenna Maroney crazy.
But you're talking as if I wouldn't be Cher crazy. Like, I obviously would be Cher crazy.
And not only is it oyster cartilage, it's like a specific section of oyster cartilage that you only get from really tortured oysters.
Oysters with split personality.
Right, like dyslexic oysters.
Trans oysters.
You only want that goop. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, like, I know it's a bit insane. And I, like, drink olive oil and shit. It's, like,
right,
weird.
Right. Do you put cucumbers on your face?
I have done that.
Yeah. That's a thing,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
I remember that from 80s
It takes
films.
Down, like, swelling. So Diana Ross.
Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's a thing. That's a real...
That's real.
But it doesn't do... Like, that would only kind of, you know, if you had some... Like, if you were an alcoholic or something.
You know how
I... cried a lot.
You know, I feel like we could solve most of these problems. You just enact a Logan's Run law system into society, and we all get murdered at 30.
Oh, well, that's the best case scenario. Like, that didn't happen, so now I'm forced to...
So now we have to have goop on
invest in goop.
Stay alive, and...
Because if the police just came to get us and shot us in an alley when we turned 30, there would not be a goop, like, economy.
It certainly wouldn't be the multi-billion-dollar industry that it currently is.
Yeah.
The goop industry is, like, fucking nuts.
I've avoided it mostly because it all seems like snake oil to me. And I don't mean, like, the good snake oil that's good for your pores. I mean, like, snake oil, like, fake garbage.
Not like the venom that women used to put in their
no,
lips.
No, I don't mean like something they actually sold out of snake oil to like put in your lips to make it fuller. I mean like
because
the,
you could literally
the
market
the
something
figurative fake thing.
Yeah, but you could actually at this point just market something called snake oil and say it's oil from snakes and people would buy it.
Right.
And snake you, oil
they
that's
wouldn't
snake
even
oil?
Get they wouldn't even get the reference.
They would is that reference is now too old-timey for even the old-timey people
well,
to
it's,
get.
People are just so obsessed with this that they'll just buy anything. It's like, oh
buy
my god, it's made of shark. Give it to me.
Sure.
Anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Seaweed.
Oyster
anything
cartilage.
Weird. Oyster cartilage.
Oyster cartilage. Oyster cartilage. That's, when you told me that it was a Jenna Maroney moment. Absolutely.
I know.
It's, and even you get it. You're like, this sounds crazy.
It's Cher crazy.
It's Cher crazy.
Completely.
But I will say Cher hasn't aged a day since 1978. She always looked kind of like a weird alien freak to me, but she hasn't gotten older. She's not an older alien freak.
Cher has a lot of plastic surgery.
Yeah,
so.
Right. So is this, are you going to be doing this later? Are you going to be getting new faces?
Yeah.
You're going to John Travolta it where you just get someone else's face later?
I'm going to end up doing that.
Yeah, that's going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
But good. It's not going to be like a full-on, you know, I'm not going to go...
You're not a full-on face-off.
It's not full-on face-off. What I'm just going to get, like, you know, I'm going to get collagen injections just to keep my face, like, fluffy.
You're going to look like Jordan from Scrubs.
I don't know who that is.
Dr. Cox's wife. She's got a little marshmallowy, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Jordan. God. Have you seen
Crystal,
Lauren Graham?
What's her face?
Yes, exactly.
Speaking of, this is very timely.
She looks both pinchy and puffy.
Pinchy and puffy, yes.
Well, that's a lot of that shit. That's
yeah,
what it does
that's
to
what
your
it does
face.
To you,
like,
yeah.
You look pinchy.
Yeah. Sorry, what else is
what
timely?
What happened to Renee Zellweger? Like,
what happened? Yeah, I gotta wonder, right? She either got stampeded by something.
Wildebeests? Like, what?
Wildebeests.
What could have brought that on? And then,
well,
you know...
Scar wanted her dead. That's what happened there.
Well, the swelling went down...
Whoopi Goldberg was there? I
yes,
don't know.
Yes,
the swelling went down. She was able to do, like, Bridget Jones 3 or whatever the hell that is called.
Yeah, but in general...
Bridget
you
Jones
know,
with a Vengeance. Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Bridget Jones with a Vengeance. Nice.
Bridget Jones 33 and a third.
Bridget Joneser.
Bridget Joneserer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Lauren Graham, I saw, like, a little bit of the new Gilmore Girls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Not good.
That face, though.
I just don't know why she didn't just decide to get older.
I know, because Lorelai would have done that.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I know Lorelai well enough.
We all
to
do.
To be confident.
We all know
She
her.
Would use a lot of goops, though.
Lorelai would, but Lauren didn't.
No. No.
You know, Lorelai would be a huge fan of a lot of goop. She would have, like, Lemur. She would have, like, all this shit.
Right. So, wellness. None of this makes you healthier.
No, it just... No, but it's just, like, positive thinking. It's like, if I
This
just...
isn't positive thinking. This is, like, falsified exterior.
No, but it's like, I'm positive that if I buy all this shit, I'm gonna feel better and be healthy.
But those are two very exclusive things. Like, feeling better
yeah,
and
being... Yeah, that's exactly
like,
buying into it.
Yeah. It's,
you're buying into it.
I guess. But has
literally,
this worked? Are you happier with the hundreds of pounds of goop?
I think so.
Yeah.
He is happier.
I think I'm pretty happy with, like, you know, having, like, a ridiculous Joan Crawford regime
so
in
I
the
guess,
morning.
And I guess I'm on the opposite side of this. Although, I really have no skin in this game. I don't
or, like,
care.
Or, like, no skin on your face. No,
or
am
I... But, like, when you're, like, 50 and you look like Lauren Graham does now, is that going to be fine? Or are you going to be like, I shouldn't have done all that?
You know what? It's funny because now I think it's not even about that. Like, because it, like, if you follow, like, celebrity bloggers and stuff like that, that's a thing now. You know, it'll be like, her plastic surgery looks amazing.
They're all
and you're like...
It's all part of the...
Okay,
right.
Because remember when Ashley Simpson changed her face, but everybody was like, yeah, but she looks better, so I guess it's fine.
Okay, so we crossed a threshold.
Yeah, we've not only
At
accepted,
some point
now we're encouraging
in the last...
That.
See, all of this is the aughts fault. Like, that's...
Yes.
Everything is everything.
Yeah, everything is everything.
Everything bad that's currently going on is the aughts fault.
Uh-huh.
Remember when Fergie was a big star? No. Anyway.
Yeah.
That was the aughts fault.
It was.
So, because of that, you now have this culture where it's like, everybody is going to get plastic surgery. It doesn't, like, it's not a question of if. It's like, what are they going to do?
Well, it's like, is it a bit like a celebrity with, like, nudes? Like, it's not a question of if they took nudes. It's just like, this definitely happened. And
where
at some
they?
Point, where are they?
Yeah, like, yeah. Where's Big Sean's Big Sean? I got it. You know, I've seen it.
Right. Yeah, and we're just all fine with this. It's like a weird societal, like, over-encompassing thing where it's just like, you know what? If we all have nudes out there... We're all
then
safe.
Then whatever. Yeah.
Then it means nothing.
Then it means nothing. If we all have plastic surgery, it means nothing. And now we can be shallow about good and bad plastic surgery.
Right, exactly. So you can be like, all throughout the night, you know, like the last 10 years or whatever, well, probably longer than that, but it was like, wow, you know, what's Demi Moore's secret? It's like,
Yeah.
She got her face bunched up, you know.
Right.
She did something to it.
Yeah.
But for a long time, it was good work.
Right.
It, like, looked good. you know.
Are we gonna get to the point where plastic surgeons sign their work and then we go to galleries appreciating the art that they've done?
I feel like you're behind the game there. That probably already happens in LA.
Right. You go and you just see, like, you get to see 2008 Ashley Simpson and then 2010 Ashley Simpson on a gallery wall.
Well, it's just like a person. Yeah.
Could even be different artists.
Yeah.
2010 was done by so-and-so.
Yeah.
Right.
2013.
Silicone artists is what they're going to be called.
Yeah. Right, like sandwich artists.
Yes.
Same thing.
Same thing. Yeah. Do you want zucchini on that? Yeah.
Well, taking a bunch of meat and squirting some stuff on it. You like that one? Okay.
Yeah, that one got me.
You know, cured meats.
Cured meats.
Jessica Lange's cured meat neck.
A real
prosciutto.
Sorry, we're out of chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I guess where do I sign? I guess I have to do this now along with everybody else. I mean,
if you don't, you won't be happy.
If I don't, I won't be happy, so I might as well get it done.
Yeah.
I feel like
in style.
That's like the worst non-BMX.
It's a recumbent BMX. Oh my god.
With a built-in stereo.
Remember that BMX movie from the 80s with Lori Loughlin?
Yeah, I do. Was Christian Slater in that?
I don't know. He might have been.
He was in a lot of movies like that.
I just love that there was a BMX-themed film.
Yeah. Well, 80s, there would have been.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm surprised there wasn't a Hot Wheels-themed film. Christian Slater's...
Yeah!
Christian Slater must have gotten some work done. Because he's on television today in a major role.
Yeah.
There's no way he didn't get work done.
No, he probably did. You know. Yeah. Most people, I think. Most people.
It's true, he does look old and bedraggled, but the fact is he was 35 in 1991. So...
I
know that's not true, but you get it.
Yeah, he was never not an old person.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that way about, like, but see, that's a good thing. Like, if you're an actor and that, like, you already look kind
old.
Of, like, old.
David Duchovny has this.
You know, because then you don't have to make that difficult transition into, like, character acting.
Well, then you always look like yourself still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
David had work done, I want to say.
David Duchovny?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
But good, probably. I think.
Good. I mean, Gillian Anderson, if she had work done, it's good.
Right.
She looks really good.
Right.
The people that have bad work, it's kind of like, oh my god, I can't look at your face, you know.
Right.
But I feel like we are entitled then to just be like, you look fucking jacked up, Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you had the opportunity to get you. That was a choice.
That was a choice.
Right?
She made a choice.
She made a choice.
She rolled the dice.
She rolled the joy. She rolled the dice.
The dice.
The dice.
I turned you jersey for 10 seconds.
It's all a royal dice. A royal.
It's a magic spell. You roll the dice, right? So, but this is what I think about the plastic surgery thing. If it looks really, really good, or it looks really, really bad, was that just they went to the wrong person, or they all go to the same person, and sometimes he does shitty work?
I think a lot of it is the actual procedures.
Or do you actually, like, you pick a style?
Yeah.
Like, you get the number two combo, and then you look amazing.
Like, if you get something done that's kind of more natural, like, the thing about that is, like, you have to keep getting it done. But at least it doesn't, like, it's like if you get, like, silicone shit all over yourself, it kind of makes you look like an alien. Like,
right.
That's what Cher looks like, you know?
Yes.
And it's like, it's fine because you don't look like an old person, but you don't look like a person.
Yes, it's true. You look like a young alien.
So it's like six of one, half dozen of the other. It's like, I don't know, is that better than being an old person? I think anything is better than being an old person.
So you think being a young alien is better than...
Like, think about how difficult it must be for, like, your grandma to live in 2016. It must be horrible. She doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
She's probably fine.
But she doesn't know what anything is happening.
That's fine. She's old. She doesn't need to.
She doesn't care.
No.
I never want to be that person.
She doesn't need the goop anymore. It's too late.
I never want to be your grandmother.
I mean, that's fine, but she's happy.
You don't know that.
I don't think she would have been happier knowing all the things.
But I just feel like I don't believe you, so the goop is going to make me happier.
What's going to happen, though, if you're not? Like, if you're, you know, you're 65 and still kicking, and, like...
God.
Well, there's that. But just, like... You're just like, well, now I don't know things, but I tried very hard to know things, and now I don't.
I feel like at that point, if you're still thin, it's all right.
Okay. You just shore up on the beach and you go, where's the party?
Right. Like, if you're old, you don't know anything, and you're fat, I can't.
Oh, so this is more about a fat-thin thing.
No, it's not about that.
Okay. Because you said, so long as I'm thin...
And old. And old.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
Right.
Because that's too many things to, like, not...
How many things are you allowed to have that are right, bad?
Right, exactly.
Old is one, fat is another, dumb is a third, or out, like, culturally out of sync is a
dumb
third?
Dumb is...
I think you probably can only get away with one of the three.
One of three is acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, harsh. But as long as you're, like, but if you're old.
There has to be standards.
But the fact is we don't live in a Logan's Run society, so, like, there aren't standards.
No.
It doesn't mean there's not standards.
No, but it does, though. It does mean that. It means that you're on your own, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no one's taking care of you.
Yeah.
And you have to get old, which is the fucking worst.
Yeah.
So we want the state to take care of us, like... Like, to take care of
like
us.
Take us out into the government-run alley and shoot us with the government-run gun.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm almost, like, 33. Like, I'm good. I don't need any
I know more. You're on board with the Logan's Run idea.
Yeah.
It's getting the other people on board. I think that's the issue, maybe, there.
I just think we just wouldn't agree on what age it would be.
But, like, if you think, like, if you get Kate Moss on board, I think you'd be fine.
She's gonna die soon.
Right?
Yeah. That's probably good.
She's gonna die soon.